Shelley Jones became aware of the man sitting in the opposite corner as she unwrapped the wax paper, as though the noise and the smell had conjured him. She couldn't see his eyes, and yet she knew that they turned away from her, embarrassed at the obvious longing that hung palpable in the musty air. Each dust mote that swirled unseen around them carried his hunger to her. She scooched forward and held it out. "I can't," he whispered, and she heard rather than smelled the whiskey in his voice, soaked into him until the man and the alcohol could no longer be separated. "I don't like bologna," she stated, and waited until his fingers grazed hers as he took it from her. He broke it in ragged halves and wrapped one of them.
"How did you get a whole one?"
she shrugged. "Just lucky, I guess." She returned to her place at the wall and leaned her head against it. She had just started to drift off to welcome sleep when the cat's gentle meow and pressure against her leg woke her. "Hello, baby," she whispered. "Are you hungry, too?"
"That's Bowie," the man said. "He don't like people."
The cat kneaded her leg, and his purr filled the empty spaces. "He seems to like me okay."
"He don't do that, not to anybody. Here, give him some bologna."
"No," she objected. "That's for you." He reached into his coat pocket for his wax-wrapped treasure.
"What kind of person wouldn't share?"
He tore off a corner of the bologna and handed it to her.
"I tell you, though, he likely won't eat it. He never does. He prefers to scrounge for himself. He don't like people."
She took the greasy offering from him and with sudden and hot clarity remembered making bologna and cheese sandwiches for Bailey. She remembered Bailey slurping the lunch meat into her mouth and poking it out again. She always smelled like bologna then when Shelley put her down for a nap and she had said, "I'm gonna gobble you up," and had pretended to start with her little tummy, munching, making yummy sounds, and blowing raspberries into the untanned, smooth skin. With homesickness unexpectedly clinging to the meat, she offered it to Bowie the cat. He ate it with obvious delight and then licked her fingers, the sandpaper tongue extracting every drop of oil and fat from them.
"Well, I'll be damned. He's never done that before. Scratched a woman last week. Drew blood, too."
With his snack finished, Bowie crawled into her lap, curled until his tail covered his face, and fell asleep. The man exhaled, and the sound carried throughout the warehouse, communicating his awe to the farthest reaches of the hell he called home.
"You're a special one," he said at last.
Shelley Jones took the feather out of her hair and ran it over her cheek before touching the cat with it, anointing them both with the great and terrible freedom. "I know," she whispered, although she didn't know if the man heard her or not. She leaned her head back again and closed her eyes. It had all begun with Feather.